It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Bachelorette premiered last night on ABC, and Hannah B. found out that one of the guys there named Scott had a secret girlfriend back home in Chicago who he had been dating up until the point he left for the show. Apparently, he told her that as soon as the show was done, they'd go back to being together, and he even planned a trip with her, and Hannah was not happy.
How dare you, like, come here and think this is okay?
I could also say that you just dated Colton for the last, like, now that this is, like, the same exact thing.
Okay. You are such a jerk, and it's not the same at all. You know what? I'm done with this. There's no reason for you to be here. It's time for you to head out.
I think he has a good points there. I don't know.
Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty yesterday for her role in the college admission scandal. She was charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud, and the government is asking for a 4-month prison sentence as well as a $20,000 fine. The actress will be sentenced in September. Iconic actress Doris Day passed away at the age of 97.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Yes, I can.
The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirmed her death, saying that Doris had been in excellent physical health for her age until recently contracting a serious case of pneumonia. The charity also revealed that her wishes were that she have no funeral or memorial service and no grave marker. Instead, they want fans to visit the charity she founded to save animals. Doris Day was known as a honey voice singer and actress whose film, dramas, musicals, and innocent sex comedies made her a top star in the 1950s and 60s. And among the most popular screen actresses in history. Despite massive success in Hollywood with her Girl Next Door image, though, her private life was a disaster. It was defined by 4 unsuccessful, abusive marriages. Her only child, Terry Melcher, who was also a famous musician, passed away from cancer in 2005. And just 1 week after their first editing faux pas with the whole Starbucks thing, Game of Thrones had yet another editing error, this time with Jaime Lannister. As Game of Thrones fans know, Lannister lost his hand in season 3 and it was replaced by a fake gold hand. In this last week's episode, it was noticed that while hugging his sister, his hand mysteriously grew back and his fake gold hand was replaced with his real hand.
What? I have not watched this episode yet. There's so many spoilers.
He lost his hand?
Well, I knew that, but it's like, who's watching this, by the way? Like, you have to be really paying attention to every detail, because it's an hour and a half episode anyways.
They
you're
do
really
pay attention.
Looking. Like, that's all you're doing for, like, slow-mo.
That's
like,
how you're supposed to watch a show.
Not that slow.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.